I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. As we look into the book of Ruth, we understand that this is a book of God's love, God's message of love. In the first chapter of the book of Ruth, we see a man by the name of Elimelech who was driven by famine into Moab. And we see that he left the house of bread. This would be Bethlehem, Judah. And along with him, his wife went, and that would be Naomi, and also his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Something happened there while they were in Moab, and it's rightly named, and I've rightly named this as well as other individuals, the place of death, the house of death. Instead of the house of bread where they left, this would be the house of death because Elimelech and both of his sons, Mahlon and Chilion, died there. Well, Ruth, the wife of Mahlon, was his widow, and when it came time for Naomi to make a decision whether or not to go back to Bethlehem, Judah, she made the right decision. She decided to go back to Bethlehem, Judah. Ruth also made the right decision. She decided to accompany her mother-in-law and go with her to Bethlehem, Judah. And as we look into this account of Ruth, we look in chapter 2 and how that Naomi and Ruth had entered into the city. This is just before that. They entered into the city and everybody recognized Naomi and they knew her. And this tells me that she had a great testimony there. No one said anything bad about her. And as she entered the city, people gathered around and they were so happy to see Naomi back in the house of bread. Well, in chapter 2, we see that Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. Well, these first couple of verses here, we see that Naomi had a kinsman that was of her husband's kin. And this man was a mighty man of wealth. He was very important in this area. And as we continue reading there in verse 2, we also see that Ruth made a decision to go into a field. Now, I do not believe that she knew who Boaz was at this time. She probably didn't realize where she was going. But we see that it was the providence of God that led her here. In verse 3, it says, and she went. She went to the field and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap, in other words, some people today would say it was just simply by chance. But God arranged this. God knew what was going on, and I believe that God led her to the right field. And it says, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. You see, there's nothing accidental with God. God knows all about us, and God knows how to lead us if we'll simply listen to him and let him lead us along. Well, in verse 4 of chapter 2 of the book of Ruth, it says, and behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers. Now, Ruth is in the field reaping. She's out there. And Boaz takes notice of her. And he asked this question. Before he does that, he tells the fellow who's in charge of his field, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. He approached his workers in a manner that is befitting a godly man. He said, the Lord be with you. And you know, that reminds me of Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. And it tells us there that, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Well, the first words of Boaz was, the Lord be with you. And I believe in Matthew 1:23 we find this this fulfilled, because there would be a virgin who would conceive and bear a son, and his name would be Emmanuel. And of course, he's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Boaz came to his reapers in time of harvest. And you know, Christ too one day will come for his reapers, the church. Not from Bethlehem, but from glory. And some of God's people, the church, sow the seed in the plowed heart. This is the ground of those who hear the gospel, the word of God. And some of God's people water the word. They pray, they have a great testimony, they hand out tracts and so forth. And some of God's people harvest the result of plowing, sowing, and watering. When we look to the Lord and we ask God, when are you coming? Jesus, when are you coming? Well, when will Christ come? Well, he will come in the time of harvest. In Romans chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, it says, "For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness," and this is the harvest now it's speaking of, "until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob." Well, God is now visiting the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. According to Acts chapter 15, verse 14, we'll read that in just a moment. "When the full number known only to God has been reached, then the times of the Gentiles will end, and God will begin again to deal with Israel as his elect nation." Acts 15, 14 says, "Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name." God has always had a people. God has always had a representation of himself, those people who would bring honor and glory to him. By the way, that's why we were created, in order to bring glory and honor to God. And that's found in the book of Revelation. Well, in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 5, it says, "Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers." Whose damsel is this? Well, Boaz asked, what damsel is this? And this type fits very well in this instance, because the Lord loved us even before we were born or born again. In other words, Boaz didn't know who this was at this time, and he asked the question, who is this? Well, God knows who we are even before we're born. In Psalm 139 and verse 16, it says, "Thine eyes did see my substance." God saw us before we were born. "Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in the book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." In Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, even before God knows, it says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God knew us, but we didn't know him. But God sent his son to die for us on the cross. He commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God loves us. He loves people, and he wants mankind to be saved and one day be with him in heaven. Well, in verse 6, it says, "And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab." Boaz wanted to know who she was, and this man who was set over the reapers answered and told the inquisitor, and this would be Boaz, who this woman was that was in the field. We see here that Ruth is the young woman, the damsel. She was led from death. This is from Moab, the land of death, remember. She was led from death to life, to Bethlehem, Judah, by Naomi. Now I want you to notice that some people are ridiculed for not being great soul winners. Naomi only led one person to life, as far as we know. And I would say this to you, do not be discouraged if you are not recognized by others as a, quote, great soul winner, unquote. Now, I'm not minimizing the importance of soul winning. Don't get me wrong. It's very important that we win souls to Christ. However, the possible one that you help find life is as important as the many someone else may help. Don't give up. Keep serving God. Keep witnessing for the Lord. And don't be discouraged if you're not considered by others as that great soul winner that they try to get you to believe that they are. Sometimes people just like to brag. We need to understand that it is a great honor to bring honor and glory to our Savior by leading others to Him. Well, Luke 15:10 says, "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Keep witnessing for the Lord. And if it comes down that you only lead one person to the Lord, there is rejoicing in heaven. Galatians 6:4 says, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another." In other words, pay attention to what you're doing. Don't be so critical of someone else. Let God take care of the matter. In Ruth chapter 2 and verse 7 it says, "And she said, I pray you." Now this man who was over Boaz's field, he asked who she was, and he asked the same question that Boaz asked of him. And Ruth answered him, said, "I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Well, this is an asked for privilege. Ruth asked for the privilege of gleaning. Ruth made an earnest request for a privilege to glean, to go behind the harvesters and get what they left. And as a servant was in charge of the reapers in the field, he would be responsible for knowing who was in the field for the harvest. And this is the reason Boaz went to him. And this man who was in charge, he no doubt questioned Ruth as to who she was. And it would have been during the questioning of Ruth that she would have made the request she made, as seen in verse 7 of Ruth chapter 2. Well, the way the text is written leads me to believe Ruth entered the field before actual gleaning was to take place. The reapers, the harvesters, were still in the process of harvesting. And according to Leviticus 23:22, the gleaner was not to go in until the harvesters were finished. Well, Ruth was working as hard as the reapers. She started working early, taking only the time the reapers took for a little rest from their labor. It says there that she tarried a little in the house. Ruth was not only poor, she was a stranger in a new land. New converts cannot take in the whole counsel of God at first, and they need to be led along as Ruth was being led along. Do you know Christ is your Savior today? Why not trust Him? Ask Him to come into your heart, and you too one day will be with me in glory because I've trusted Jesus. I've asked Him to come into my heart, and He saved me, and I'll be going to heaven one day because I've trusted in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I've asked Him to save me. God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and that you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.